Check the numbers as they're trading in Chicago at the CME Group. But the last tick in the corn pit was a penny and a quarter higher for the December, $3.24. March up 1.25, and the May up a penny and a half. July up 1.5, and December futures 2 cents higher. November beans at 3.75 lower, $9.20.5 the trade. January down 4.25, March down 4.5, and the May down 6 cents. July soybeans 5.5 lower. Next year's November down 5.75. Bean meal 5 cents higher. For the day, or rather 50 cents higher for the day, and the bean oil 8 cents lower on the afternoon. Wheat futures for the soft red trading nearby up 4.25 in the December. July 2.5 higher, the 5.15.75 was the current trade there. And then from the livestock side, nearby live cattle futures at 162.57.5, or 27.5 cents lower. October feeders are down 25, and lean hogs at $105.97.5 are 80 cents higher. A quick look at the weather forecast for the day shows us a 40% chance of showers after 4 this afternoon in the area. Mostly cloudy, with temperatures falling today to 54 degrees. It'll be breezy outside with wind at 18 to 22 miles an hour out of the northwest. And then tonight, a 30% chance of rainfall, and we will get cold all the way down to 36. Tomorrow, partly sunny and a high near 53 degrees.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
It is a Friday morning, the third day of October. Let's check the market analysis with Mike Zuzulo. He's a global commodity analytics and consulting out of Atchison, Kansas. Good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, Todd. It is going to get cold in Illinois because it's already cold out here in Atchison. A second cold front's coming through right now.
I was just about to ask you, because those come from the west and this way normally, so how cold are you at the moment?
We're probably below 50 right now with the wind starting to kick up as the front's literally coming through, and there is a freeze warning for tomorrow morning. It doesn't look like it's going to hit us, but we are looking at right out of frost. We're looking at 32, but in Nebraska, South Dakota, northwestern Iowa, and even parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin could see actual freezes. And I think this is helping to play a little bit of a supportive role in the trade today.
Yeah, that, and of course, we've had storm totals here on campus at 2.5 inches. And I don't know whether that includes the 4,500s from the day before, but somewhere between 2.5 and 3 inches in our part of the world. Have you gotten rainfall as well?
We have. We had about the same, and it all came in one nice shot, and then we've had pretty much misty rain for the last 2 days on and off. And it's interesting because the market is a little bit more sensitive to weather. It is trying to base a little bit here, Todd, and it's not reacting as negatively to some of the big crop estimates ahead of next Friday's crop report that have already been released, with Informa coming out in about, I think, around a half an hour, if I remember right, 11:30 Eastern, 10:30 Central, I believe.
Yeah, Informa numbers are due out. The FC Stone numbers came out, and they were gigantic.
Yeah, big whopper numbers, but the market didn't react as negatively as it has the last couple weeks. And so I think you got three big things working in your favor right now, and they could be short-term things. So this is not something to jump off the high dive board thinking there's 20 feet of water below you, but you had the first of the quarter asset rebalancing, and we did see that very nicely once we flipped over the calendar to October. We saw a lot of selling in the stock market and a lot of buying in the grains and a resumption of buying in the livestock, which that may actually start to help the grain markets, because the higher the livestock goes, the more valuable, theoretically, the grain prices need to be as well to feed those livestock. And I think you had the technically oversold conditions, and probably the third thing to bring up the rear was a supportive USDA stocks report at the beginning of the week, supportive to the beans especially, which we needed because beans have been the leader to the downside.
And beans have been the leader to the downside. They are higher on the week still, but they're the weak link in the trade today. Why is that the case?
I think it's all spreading at this point, Todd, when it comes to the soybeans. In fact, I would say the weather in Brazil is getting a little bit more friendly, and in terms of price friendly. The northern parts of Brazil are still looking at 7 to 10 days of dry weather, and I think that's starting to affect a little bit of the planting pace or will as we get into next week's trade. And so I don't think there's a lot on the fundamental radar screen that's hurting the beans at this stage of the game. Palm oil, it looks like it's trying to make a major low here, and the soy meal looks like the crush margins are north of $1.10 right now for October crush. So you're seeing some of the best crush margins we've seen all year. So I'm guessing it's probably the wheat leading the corn in terms of trying to find some support and foundation, and the trade is expecting to go ahead and maybe spread that off as far as trying to reduce some risk.
I suppose I would term all of this as saying we're bumping along the bottom.
We found a channel, you bet. We are bumping along the bottom, found a channel, found a comfort level ahead of the report next week. There's nothing to really shake the pillars of the heavens to get you to short cover in a hard, strong way yet.
All right, and what are your expectations for the Friday WASDE numbers then?
I guess I am not outside the realm of possibility of seeing a 175 yield. I have to say, and I heard it again this morning from several really good sources that have checked in with me at the end of the week, both media sources and producer sources, that as you go north in Indiana and Illinois and in Iowa and get deeper into harvest, the yields are not crazy high. They're really good, but they're not crazy high like they have been. And it'll be interesting to see if that becomes a trend or not. But I would say the Friday report next week is expected to be bearish because of the prices we've gotten to. So if you're going to have a surprise, it would be more than likely a neutral report, not a bearish report.
Numbers from Washington, D.C., and the outside markets making any influence on your mindset for the day?
A lot. You know, the dollar is sharply higher on very good jobless claims reports. That has sunk the gold market down below $1,200 an ounce. We have taken the crude oil lead month futures down below $90 a barrel. So you don't have those outside markets supporting you. And if you didn't have the weather play here today, I wonder what the grains would be doing. And you really hit it on the nose here, Todd. Without the outside market supporting, today's close on a weekly basis is really important to the trade as we set up for next week's report, in my view.
Yeah, we might actually end up with a higher week for corn.
Don't say that yet. The trade might hear you.
All right, hey, I'll talk to you again this afternoon.
Thanks, Todd.
All right, Mike Suzalo, he's at Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting in Atchison, Kansas, and in fact will join me again this afternoon at 2:06, or about 2:10, frankly, on our closing market report. He'll also be one of the folks that's at our Farm Assets Conference. That's November the 24th in Normal at the Marriott on the Illinois State University campus, and along with 11 other of our analysts and a whole slew of folks from the U of I. They'll be talking about crop insurance and the ARC PLC decision and the value of land. That's just $25. You can go online right now and get your tickets at willag.org or 800-898-1065, 800-898-1065. That November 24th date, by the way, correlates pretty well with some farm bill dates that were released yesterday by the Farm Service Agency, or FSA, as they relate to the new farm program sign-up. From now until February the 27th, landowners, by the way, may visit their local FSA office. They can update their yield history and or reallocate base acres. The U of I says take either the old or the new, and you can do this for both of them and get the highest corn base and the highest yield. It doesn't matter whether it's your old or your new. Producers can make a one-time election between ARC and PLC starting November the 17th. Running through March the 31st, fortunately for you, you can come to our Farm Assets Conference and learn what that election might be and when you should make it. I can tell you're probably going to wait until nearly March the 31st, but come to the Farm Assets Conference on the 24th. And then in mid-April, you're going to sign those contracts for the year. And if there is a payment, you will get it in October. And not only in mid-April will you be signing for the 2014 crop year, but you will also sign for the 2015 crop year. So those are some of the dates. By the way, you're listening to WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. Find us online at willag.org, our whole station at will.illinois.edu. The forecast tonight says a 30% chance of showers, a low of 36, tomorrow sunny and 53. It'll be breezy Saturday night, cloudy and 35, and on Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 61. Monday, a 30% chance of rainfall, partly sunny skies otherwise, and 64 degrees. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.